Never get enough of this.
The best way to wake up.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM. Asking you a little bit about the global decline in IQ generationally. In other words, the gap between you and your kids or you and your father. 7 points. 7 IQ points.
Yo.
Per generation is what we've lost.
Sure.
Yo.
The decline started in 1975.
No.
We were our cleverest as a global a population. Mm. Just before 1975.
I personally think it's when the cell phones came and they did our thinking for us. For example, we didn't need to remember our spouse's phone numbers, for example. We out there can still remember his wife's phone number.
Mm.
Yeah. This they just go to Leafy and dial.
And call Leafy. Dial Leafy. It's better now. We don't even have to say, look up Leafy. We can tell our phone. We can actually tell our phone, command our phone to call our loved one.
Good morning, team. The decline started for me about 3 months ago when I discovered ChatGPT. Let me tell you, my management board reports became an overnight sensation.
Edwin, do not even begin. I think you have, if we look at how advanced ChatGPT has become, right? Every 2 months is a new version of it coming out. Now it's 4.0. 4.0 is the latest one. And I mean, if you look at what Apple have just released, what they call their AI, Apple Intelligence, and Google have been doing it for years. Google have taken it down to the next level. In the next couple of months, we'll see huge things come our way. But it has. It's taken the level of input required from us as humans out the equation almost completely. Manually inserting things into ledgers that we did in the beginning of the 70s is now a thing of the past. You know, we're now looking at ways in which computers can do these, what we would have thought as menial tasks back in the day. They're actually not. They're actually there for a purpose. Our brains were trained to think for themselves. If you grew up in the 70s or 80s, and I say the decline began in 1975, but think about where you'd reference. You'd go to a library. If I told you something as a teacher, you would have to believe me. You wouldn't challenge me in a classroom. I was the teacher. You were the pupil in the classroom. I would tell you, this is how it is. Go home and do your homework. Use your brain. Go and apply your brain to something. And you'd go off and you'd try. And listen, I'm talking about already an era where the decline in IQ began. We were being told to do this before computers were a big thing and became the dominant force in our lives. Because believe it or not, that little device that you've got, that's exactly what it is. It's a very advanced computer.
Yeah, it is.
Very advanced. That, oh, by the way, also happens to make phone calls. But phone calls is just one of the many tasks it does. It's not the biggest task your phone does. And if you don't believe me, go and have a look. Go and have a look at the usage of your phone. There's other tasks that you do more things on. In other words, other tasks that take up more of your time on your device than actually making a phone call.
That's true.
Phone calls is one of the things.
Yeah.
And it's probably the simplest thing your phone can do is make a call. That's the simplest thing it can do.
Sure. Yeah.
It has definitely declined, but our EQ, I think, has increased over time.
I was just thinking about what she's been saying and how scary it is. I don't know if you've seen the movie Idiocracy or even if you look at Wall-E, and how, you know, in probably the not-too-distant future, we're just these overblown people sitting on lounges having everything done for us, little machines that bring us our food, and all we do is watch social media adverts and TV shows. And in Idiocracy, if you go to the doctor, they have giant keypads with pictures of boo-boos that you might have. So, because they try to water their gardens with Gatorade instead of water. It's very real that we are possibly, as a species, heading in that direction.
A new way to wake up in Cape Town.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.